man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, this is your country folk. Hey, I'm surviving. Just like you, barely. All of us Europeans are hanging on by a thread here worldwide, and that's what we cover on the show. That's the theme of the show, the Trump phenomenon. The show is, you know, nominally it's about Donald Trump, but the Trump phenomenon, well, not about Donald Trump. It's about the Trump phenomenon, which is more than Donald Trump. Donald Trump exemplifies a phenomenon. He helped create a phenomenon. He is the champion of a phenomenon. And what is that phenomenon? What is the Trump phenomenon? Is it the person of Donald Trump? No. It's, let's see, let me think of a short summary of what the Trump phenomenon is. It is intelligent Europeans. That's what it is. Intelligent, or the display of intelligence by Europeans, or European intelligence. How about that right there? A two-word definition of the Trump phenomenon. It's European intelligence. And that's what Donald Trump brought down the escalator with him. Is it on each issue that is a matter of survival to us white folks, he has applied his European intelligence. And also by European intelligence, I mean intelligence that by Europeans. Well, they're just by Europeans. He's a European who's acting intelligently. So there you go. That is what the Trump phenomenon is. I should say that more often. Because the Trump phenomenon, of course, will live on beyond the mortal coil of Donald Trump. And that's exactly what he would say and what he wants. He says that what we've started, and he uses the term we have started a movement, not a Trump fan club. We have started a movement, and the movement, of course, will live beyond Donald Trump. And I'm hoping that one of the greatest achievements, or I am hoping the greatest achievement of Donald Trump in the next 6 years of his presidency will be, in fact, the work he does to build the movement above and beyond what he achieves with any one of his legislative or presidential executive programs. Okay, so let's get the show rolling here. We only have an hour together. You can call in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. One of the first things I do when I start the show, I update my Donald Trump Twitter account. Get those tweets rolling. His most recent is 3 hours ago. And Here's a tweet from 11 hours ago, and another one 12 hours ago. Here's one from March 6th that we're definitely, from yesterday, we're definitely going to cover. It came in after our show yesterday. So here, let's start with these Trumps that we came in after our show yesterday. Congressman Chris Stewart, this is the president speaking to you. Congressman Chris Stewart, he's quoting, "No one is accusing the president of a crime, and yet they, the Democrats, are issuing hundreds of subpoenas. This is unprecedented." I don't know what state Chris Stewart's from. Maybe you know and can call in. And then the president says they, the Democrats, are desperately trying to find anything they can, even a punctuation mistake in a document. Then his next tweet yesterday, he says, now he quotes the Wall Street Journal, shifting now to the subject of the invasion. Quote, "More migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally have been arrested in the first 5 months of the federal fiscal year than in any prior full year," unquote. Whoa, folks, that is a growth curve. And then the president says, we are doing a great job at the border, but this is a national emergency. And and it is. The president is exactly right. It is a national emergency. And the fact that the numbers at the border, including those crossing successfully, the fact that the invasion is swelling and not receding is not Donald Trump's fault. He didn't do that. He is the man standing in the way. He is the man that if he weren't there, the tidal wave would be even bigger coming across the border. So let's go to the next tweet. On yet another subject. This is the demon rat hatred of free speech. Free speech for them is their freedom to say whatever the hell they want. For you, not so much. No free speech for you, buddy. Democrats, this is quoting yesterday, Democrats just blocked Fox News from holding a debate. There are going to be 20, I'll just insert here, there will be, I think, 22 Democrat debates among their, what, 30 candidates? What's it going to be? There's no place among those 22 debates. Tom Perez, the Democratic National Committee chairman, has said Fox News will not host any of those debates. The biggest cable network. And by the way, the people that Fox has proposed as moderators in a debate are not, it's not Tucker Carlson, it's not Sean Hannity, it's not Lou Dobbs, it's mild-mannered middle-of-the-roaders. Martha McCallum, she's no right-winger, Martha McCallum. It's hard to figure out whether she's a liberal or not, actually. Brett Baer is a conservative, but he's not a fire-breathing conservative at all. And Chris Wallace, who is a left-winger. Chris Wallace belongs at CNN or MSNBC. So maybe just the presence of Brett Baer is enough to scare the demon rats off. McCallum and Wallace are no problem for them. Democrats just blocked Fox News from holding a debate. Good. Then I think I'll do the same thing with the fake news networks and the radical left Democrats in the general election debates. Very good. Now, will Donald Trump have any primary debates? There will probably be some rhino like John Kasich, or who else would be a rhino who might run against the president? Mitt Romney. Rhino. But I think he wants to hang on to, well, actually, he doesn't jeopardize his Senate seat, does he? He can run for president and not jeopardize his Senate seat, unlike a congressman or a senator who's at his six-year term. So anyway, a rhino might run, but will the Republicans even hold primaries if a rhino runs? Will they? I don't know. It might be actually advantageous to the president to hold rallies, primary rallies all around the country with some ding-dong opposition like John Kasich. That might be a great idea. And then to hold debates with John Kasich. That might work. Hold a couple debates. Anyway, but the Democrats are going to have, of course, a slew of primary debates, and then we go into the general election debates. And the president's saying, hey, maybe I'll keep you guys out of that. He says now in a tweet 12 hours ago, we are on track to apprehend, he puts in all caps, more than 1 million people coming across the southern border this year. Great job by Border Patrol and others who are working in a broken system. Can be fixed by Congress so easily and quickly if only the Democrats would get on board. Well, they're not going to do that, Mr. President. I'm sure you know that. This is a war. This is an all-out war. This is the shootout at the OK Corral. There's going to be no kumbaya in the town square. The demon rats are behind their water trough at one end of the street, and the Republicans are behind their water trough at the other end of the street, and the troughs are filling up with holes, and the water's leaking out. And anybody that wants to stand up and say, hey, can't we all just get along, is going to look like Swiss cheese. All of that metaphorical speech, of course. I mean, duh, of course it is. Making a movie reference. So now the president's point, well made, he emphasizes we're apprehending more than 1 million people in the coming year, or in the current year. How many are getting across? We have no idea. No idea. Except a lot of people. If the apprehensions are higher than ever before, then the people who get across must be higher also. It's a tidal wave. Millions of people swarming in a national, not just an emergency, a super emergency, swarming into our country. And of course, all of these people are, effectively all of them, are future Democrat voters. What a scam. What criminal activity by the Demon Rat Party, subverting our nation. These are the lowest of the low. The Pelosi crowd are scum. And then here's another on another subject, Michael Cohen. And of course, all this time that the president has to spend on Michael Cohen, on Paul Manafort, on Robert Mueller, all of this is every minute that the president has to devote to this, and he must defend himself, is time taken away from his great mission of securing our border, controlling the invasion. And this is a mission accomplished for the demon rats. They can occupy, let's say, 4 hours of the president's day every day with defending himself from vicious attacks. Well, there you go. He's got 12 usable hours in a day. There's one-third of his presidency flushed down the toilet by the demon rats. Thank you very much, Nancy and Chucky. And here is his latest tweet 4 hours ago. Breaking news from MSNBC. Quote, Cohen's lawyer contradicts Cohen's testimony about never seeking a presidential pardon. Now, that's quoted by the president. So the president is confirming that something happened there, that somebody sought a pardon on behalf of Michael Cohen. So that's a lie. He lied to Congress. That's all Mueller is accusing people like Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn. That's enough to, we find out that Paul Manafort has been sentenced to 47 months in jail today. And now he has to go, in a few days from now, he has to go on to Amy Berman Jackson, another judge, more charges in D.C. Talk about double jeopardy. He has to go for a second sentencing, and Amy Berman Jackson is the one that put him in solitary confinement. And he's been there for months, and his health is being destroyed. And he showed up in court today in a wheelchair and was obviously damaged. And Amnesty International has stated that the holding of a person in solitary confinement in the manner that Amy Berman Jackson has done it is inhumane treatment. Inhumane. Wrong. Criminal. That is criminal behavior to do that to somebody. And there's no reason. There is absolutely zero reason to do that. Let's talk about Amy Berman Jackson and her latest with Roger Stone. This is what a court system out of control, this is what you can expect from that kind of a court system. This is how tyrannical a rogue court system can be. She has ordered Roger Stone. She has said, I'm going to send you to prison. I'm going to put you in solitary confinement if you say one word about the unjust case filed against you by Robert Mueller. He is not allowed to speak. Is this America? Is this America, or is this Lavrenti Beria's Bolshevik Soviet Union? If the only evidence we had were Amy Berman Jackson, you would have to conclude that she is in the Lavrenti Beria system. What the hell? You never forfeit your right to speak out in your own defense. That is never forfeited. And no judge ever, ever has the power to deprive a person of their right to defend themselves and speak. That is pure bullshit. That is criminality from a judge. That is the complete traducement of everything good about America. That person should be removed from the bench forthwith, impeached forthwith. Roger Stone never forfeits his right to speak in his own defense. What the hell is this? And the latest, here, I'll read you the headline. You're not going to believe it. Roger Stone has a book that he wrote in 2017. And it doesn't matter when he wrote the book, frankly. And here's what it says. A federal judge, that's Amy Berman Jackson, or is it Amy Jackson? It says Amy Berman. What did she, where'd the name Jackson go? Did her marital status change? Anyway, let's use what they're giving us. Amy Berman, this is the way MSN is reporting it. U.S. District Court's Judge Amy Berman, in her five-page order, accused the eccentric GOP operative. Now, let's look at that, folks. The eccentric GOP operative. He's not a citizen. He's not a really smart man, which he is. Very accomplished. No, he's an eccentric, and he's an operative. Which I guess is what? One step removed from being a mobster? An operative? She accused him of using court filings to promote his book, a signal that the appointee of President Barack Obama is far from pleased with how Stone has handled the gag order imposed last month that restricts him from commenting in any substantive way about his case. Now, folks, any substantive way means he can't say a damn thing. That is a choke order. And there's no need, there's no basis for that. First of all, there's no need or basis ever for restricting. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That applies to judges too. We'll be right back.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my
choice. Hey, we're back, folks.
Gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
And we're talking about the gag order on Roger Stone. This is bad news, folks. This is very bad news. Let's look at our caller board here. We got Chris in Las Vegas and George in Texas already on the call board. And we'll go to you fellas in just a moment. I want to see if there's something else I want to cover. Here's another log to throw on the fire. Let's go to yet another topic. The global warming hoax. This is beautiful. Canadian Patrick Moore is one of the founders of Greenpeace, one of the people who created it. He is a former president of Greenpeace. Let me go to his article here. When was he the president of Greenpeace? Born in 1947. He's either 71 or 72. Born in British Columbia. Lives in British Columbia now. Studied had an environmental major, a thesis at the university, and when was he president? He's got a doctorate in environmental science. Man knows what he's talking about. He got a PhD in forestry. Here's the headline. Greenpeace co-founder and former president, Patrick Moore, described the cynical and corrupt machinations fueling the narrative of anthropocentric global warming and, in ironic quotes, climate change in a Wednesday interview on Breitbart News. Moore explained how fear and guilt are leveraged by proponents of climate change. He says, fear has been used all through history to gain control of people's minds and wallets and all else. He's got it right there, doesn't he? And the climate catastrophe is strictly a fear campaign. Well, fear and guilt. You're afraid you're killing your children because you're driving them in your SUV and emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and you feel guilty for doing that. There's no stronger motivation than those two. Fear and guilt. There you go. He says scientists are co-opted and corrupted by politicians and bureaucracies invested in advancing the narrative of, again, in ironic quotes, climate change, in order to further centralize political power and control, explained Moore. Moore noted how green, again, in ironic quotes, so-called green companies parasitize taxpayers via favorable regulations and subsidies, ostensibly justified by the aforementioned narrative's claimed threats, all while enjoying propagandistic protection across news media. That's a quote from this guy's a genius. I love him. And he says, and so you've got the green movement creating stories that instill fear in the public. You've got the media echo chamber, fake news. Oh, now I'm in love with the guy. Repeating it over and over and over again to everybody that they're killing their children. And then you've got the green politicians who are buying scientists with government money to produce fear for them in the form of scientific looking materials. And then you've got the green businesses, the rent seekers, and the crony capitalists who are taking advantage of massive subsidies, huge tax write-offs, and government mandates requiring their technologies to make a fortune on this. And then, of course, you've got the scientists who are willingly, they're basically hooked on government grants. Hey, this guy's a genius, folks. That is strong prose. That's a quote. He's speaking. That's off-the-cuff speech. This is a powerful mind. He says, when they talk about the 99% consensus among scientists on climate change, that's a completely ridiculous and false number. Most of the scientists, and he says, put that in quotes, scientists who are pushing this catastrophic theory are getting paid by public money. They are not being paid by General Electric or DuPont or 3M to do this research, where private companies expect to get something useful from the research that might produce a better product and make them a profit in the end because people want it. Most of what these so-called scientists are doing is simply producing more fear so that politicians can use it to control people's minds, get their votes, because some of the people are convinced. Oh, this politician can save my kid from certain doom. He says this, I love this. The narrative of anthropogenic, that is man-made, global warming, or climate change, he says, is an existential threat to reason. It is the biggest lie since people thought the Earth was at the center of the universe. This is Galileo-type stuff. If you remember, Galileo discovered that the sun was at the center of the solar system and the Earth revolved around it. He was sentenced to death by the Catholic Church, and only because he recanted was he allowed to live in house arrest for the rest of his life. So this was around the beginning of what we call the Enlightenment, when science became the way in which we gain knowledge instead of using superstition, and instead of using invisible demons and whatever else. I love this guy. Patrick Moore. Let's remember that name as we go to a break. We'll be right back.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
Hey,
I think it's time we stop, children.
It's time we stop, children. Everybody, look what's going down. Hey, we're back here. We've got another half hour of our show, and we've got George in Texas and Chris in Las Vegas patiently waiting. Let me just spark up a couple more logs here on the fire. The when we left, we were talking about why is Amy Berman called by MSN? She's called Amy Berman. Her married name is Amy Berman Jackson, so I guess she's MSN knows something we don't or whatever, but she's calling herself Amy Berman. And let me use her career to point out how Republicans are playing patty cake and Democrats are playing dirty. And it just doesn't work. You can't play patty cake. You don't need to play dirty to beat somebody who's fighting dirty, but you need to fight. She's 64 years old. She was confirmed. She was nominated for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, or as some of us say, the District of Criminals, and was confirmed in March of 2011. Get this. What kind of a fight did the Republicans put up? She was confirmed 97-0. Now, that's the way it goes. When a demon rat is in power, that's the way the Republicans play. patty cake. How do you say it? Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and what it and something with me and mark it with a something, a baby, for baby and me. That's what the Republican Party's been doing for a long time. Donald Trump upset the apple cart. Finally, a real American, somebody willing to fight. So now, okay, so let's come off of that. I want to go to this Greenpeace story, to this great man. This is what I was reading right before the break. I want to finish this, and we'll go to our callers. Patrick Moore, remember that name. This is a great man. This is a genius. Patrick Moore, born in 1947. He's about my age. I was born in 48. And so I can identify with what the world he has seen. Co-founder of Greenpeace. And here's what he said to Breitbart in this interview. He said, and this is profound, folks. Global warming is the biggest lie since people thought the Earth was at the center of the universe. This is Galileo-type stuff. I read that earlier, and I'll skip down. He says, Galileo's discovery occurred when science became the way in which we gain knowledge. Instead of using superstition and instead of using invisible demons and whatever else, we started to understand that you have to have observation of actual events, and then you have to repeat those observations over and over again, and that is basically the scientific method. And there's what he says about what's going on. Listen to this very closely. Let it sink in. Remember, consider the source. Founder of Greenpeace, co-founder. But this abomination, he's talking about the global warming hoax that is occurring today in the climate issue, is the biggest threat to the Enlightenment that has occurred since Galileo. Nothing else comes close to it. Listen very carefully. I'll say them slowly. This, he's talking about the global warming hoax. This is as bad a thing that has happened to science in the history of science. That's a pretty darn sweeping statement. A lot of bad things have happened to science in the history of science. This is as bad a thing, and I'll correct that word that to as has happened to science in the history of science. And then he continues, it's taking over science with superstition and a kind of toxic combination of religion and political ideology. There is no truth to this. It is a complete hoax and scam. Wow. A complete hoax and scam. This is not Kelso saying this. This is a PhD in forestry, a co-founder of Greenpeace. Greenpeace. And he's had it with these people. I wish he were, instead of being 71 or 72, born in 47, I wish he were born in 1997. And he was just getting started. Patrick Moore. We need to hear more from Patrick Moore. And it's great to see Breitbart. Who's interviewing him? Who's putting his words up on the internet and out over the airwaves? Breitbart. Breaking through the memory hole that Amy Berman wants to throw Roger Stone. Well, not wants to. She has thrown him into the memory hole. I'm going to throw you in jail if you say anything, Roger Stone. I wonder if Amy Berman wants to put a gag order on Patrick Moore. I'm sure she disagrees with Patrick Moore. That's the left, liberal, communist, Bolshevik, fascist way of dealing with opposition. Kill it. Throw it in jail, which is what? It's a form of killing it. What are they doing to Paul Manafort? They're killing him. Even the liberal I forgot their name. Who is it that I just quoted? Says that putting somebody in preventive, or what, she has a term for it, some kind of fluffy term, solitary confinement, is inhumane. It's cruel. Amnesty International, that's who I was thinking of. It's not a group I frequent, but they are left-wingers, Amnesty International. And they would condemn. They are condemning Amy Berman. He's an old man. He's being killed. And what are his so-called crimes, by the way? Didn't register as a foreign agent. You know how many people in Washington, D.C., friends of Amy Berman, I assure you, people she sees at parties every week. How many of the people in those cocktail parties are actually lobbying for something that's somehow connected to a foreign government or company and are not registered as foreign agents? I don't know the answer to the question, but I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that not even half of the people who lobby on behalf of foreign entities are registered as foreign agents. I'll bet you it doesn't even come close to half of them register. And everybody knows that. So you take an old man who was lobbying years and years ago, and you're going to kill him by throwing him in jail. You're going to go through his tax returns and accuse him of tax violations. That's what the IRS is for. The IRS has audited this guy. You can be sure of it. How many people in Washington, D.C. pay all the taxes they owe? How many of them have really smart attorneys like Michael Cohen who find really clever ways to reduce their taxes? Everybody! The only person who, I won't even accuse Jerry Falwell Jr. of doing this, but he'd be the most Boy Scout guy who would say, I want to pay all the taxes, I want to pay a lot of taxes. Nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to pay any taxes, and they do everything they can to cut their taxes. And so if you wanted to take a Robert Mueller and go through every person's taxes, you could put everybody in Washington in jail and have Amy Berman gag them. That's Stalinism. That's Hitlerism. That's fascism. That's tyranny. That's 1984. That's room. What was the number of the room in 1984 that Winston Smith was put into, where he was tortured? Was it room 10? I forgot the number of the room. That's what we're talking about here, putting Paul Manafort in room 10. Okay, let's go to our callers. Let's start with Chris in Las Vegas, and then we'll go to you, George. Chris, you're on the air.
Thank you so very much, James. You're covering a lot of territory tonight, but I certainly like your Patrick Moore. He is obviously one of the founders of Greenpeace, which has at least been hijacked, if it wasn't from the origination of it, the Red War, the Red Communist War against America in an environmental disguise colored as green. So that's
By the way, Chris, what we find out from that is that Patrick Moore is this rare cat, this rare breed. Rare. He's a sincere liberal. That is, when he founded Greenpeace, he was concerned about the environment, which you and I are too. Okay, so we love our environment. Yeah, and I'll give another analogous person, David Brower, who was the founder and the president of the Sierra Club, and he's the man who built it up. Patrick Moore did the same thing. He shaped up Greenpeace and built it up. David Brower left the Sierra Club over the same kind of issue. When the Sierra Club would not allow speech, they would not allow David Brower to publish in the Sierra Club bulletin that the immigration invasion was the greatest threat to the environment. David Brower said that. He believed that. And he said the greatest threat to the environment is not McDonald's wrappers. It's not it's not Coca-Cola plastic wrapping. It's Mexicans and Guatemalans and Nigerians and everything
Police
else.
Yeah.
So David Brower, you know, like Donald Trump, like Patrick Moore, this an honest man. And so he was running. He resigned as president of the Sierra Club. And you never hear this. He's gone now, sadly. But you never hear about this, folks. Yeah, go ahead. Now go ahead. I interrupted your thought. I apologize, Chris.
Thank you, James. Let's go back to your Amy Berman. She's obviously one of these community activists, judicial terrorists, a tyrant posing in a black robe as she's a just, pious woman, which she's anything but. She is a political activist up there masquerading as a fair and neutral arbiter of justice. She is torturing Manafort and obviously Roger Stone. And Roger Stone can't speak for himself, but he broke no law. All he is a political prisoner put in by the administration to try to the Mueller group, which is obviously overlooking the real crimes that they committed, to try to pin the blame on Donald Trump and his entourage and trying to shake something out of anybody they can pull anything out of. They just subpoenaed 81 of them this week. I don't think they're going to show up for it. But understand, James, that the bar was brought here in the at the beginning of the country, but they brought the American Communist Party, brought the bar to Chicago, Illinois, in the early 1900s. It is a warring force, masked well as so-called advocates, if you will. They're really attorneys, which are professional liars and twisters of the truth. And the bar has assimilated all separated powers of government. Therefore, they're in an extreme violation, a seditious conspiracy to undermine the Republic of the United States of America, and they are a warring force of mercenaries masked in fancy suits from Wall Street or wherever else they buy them. I was trying to think of the name of the hotshot suits they wear, but I can't. But they are a terrorist organization, and when you look at it, they have absolutely weaponized every agency. That's the silent weapons for quiet wars. Use every form of technocracy. Use academics. Use science, pseudoscience. Use them all as weapons to destroy this country.
Yeah, right, and not to gainsay what you're saying at all, Chris, but, you know, Joe DeGeneva is a member of the bar. And I love Joe. We both do. Yeah, there are great and good attorneys, and you know I'll tell you what, you know, and by the way, on Amy Berman, she's perfectly fine with having 27 federal goons with loaded automatic weapons, multiple weapons, stun grenades, laser weapons, swarming on poor elderly Roger Stone's apartment in the dark in the morning with his...
James, I've had the exact same thing. That's an egregious abuse of mass deadly force without any real basis for it whatsoever. I'm going to get off and let you take your other caller, but God bless you, James, for at least saying some truth on what's going on in this country tonight. God bless you, and God bless America.
God bless you and America, Chris. And you say it beautifully every time. Thank you, sir. Let's go to George in Texas, another beautiful patriot. Hi, George.
You know, the thing is, I hope Lou Dobbs is wrong, but when President Trump sat there and said, we need more immigrants to fill these jobs, I felt like we ought to go in the opposite direction. We need an absolute lockdown. No immigration period, moratorium. We're going to find out who's here legally and who is not. Who is not here legally, we're going to kick them. We're going to deport them. And for those that judge that sat there and said you can't ask for if you're a citizen on the census, ignore that order.
Yeah, the premise. You're right, George. You are absolutely right. And let's put this out here, folks. You know, we've been so conditioned to think that somehow that immigration is a right. and that America is based on immigration. Wrong, wrong, wrong. There's no right to immigrate into the United States. And America does not need any immigrants. We do not need one single immigrant. We have all the engineers, all the laborers, all the welders, all the carpenters, all the shipbuilders we need.
Well, you know that.
They're here right now. Yeah, go ahead. Save your thought, George. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
Right.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
Okay, we're back, folks.
We're gonna stand up and say so.
And we've got Richard Dawson is here with us as well. And let me just, let's see here. We've got just a few seconds left in the show. Oh, boy, look at this. There's some headlines here. the left is having a freak out. Now, the judge who just sentenced Paul Manafort, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's T.S. Ellis is the judge. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going from memory here. He's a great guy who slammed this Judge Ellis, who's a Virginia judge, slightly different jurisdiction than what's-her-face in the D.C. court, Berman. He read the Riot Act to Mueller and basically said, you're running a witch hunt and you're out of control. So the left is having a freak out. The Manafort sentence of 47 months, and I hope that there'll be, you know, that can be reduced for good behavior. So maybe that could be reduced to 30 months.
No,
or less.
To time served.
Yeah, exactly. But the left is freaking out. They're calling this an insulting sentence. It's too light. It's too lenient. NBC News, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, The Washington Post, they're all saying that the light sentence is disrespectful, it's lenient, and it's an outrage. Well, thank you. If it's Judge Ellis, let's see. Let me see if it was Judge Ellis. By the way, I just found out that I'm a close cousin of T.S. Eliot, not T.S. Ellis. Let's see. Who is the judge? Who is the judge? Come on, name the judge. This news reporting is so bad. They don't even mention the judge's name, but they slam his sentence. This is stupid. They don't report. Yes, it's Judge T.S. Ellis. Bravo, Judge Ellis. This guy said some great things. Very good. Here's what Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Tribe says. Judge Ellis has inexcusably perverted justice and the guidelines. Hear, bravo to Judge Ellis. And see, that's a digestible sentence, even for an old guy like Manafort. If he has to spend 3 years in a prison, he can survive that. These people wanted to sentence him to a life sentence, in effect, George. All right, so that's a little bit of good news here. And let us go to, well, we lost Richard. Richard in Austin, if you can call back in, we'll put you on the air. We're going to run out of time here in any moment, folks.
But anyway, about two judges, one judge is a federal judge sat there and said, or state judge, sat there and told Texas, you can't take those non-citizens off the voter rolls. I say, hell with the judge. That's the law. Non-citizens can't vote, period.
Yeah, exactly. But the right number of immigrants, folks, is zero. That is the right number. And we'll talk about that in future shows. That is not an extreme position. It's easily defended. It is the right number. No moratorium on all immigration. The doors are closed until we sort out the 30 or more million invaders that are in our country swarming us right now. Thank you, George. Thank you, everybody that called in. We'll see you all again. We will see you tomorrow. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.